Welcome to Podcast Lifestyle. My name is Eddie Masehla, aka Eddie Parcel. Welcome to another episode. Today I'm joined by the DJ and a producer who goes by the name of MK Music. His real name is Mkhululi Somhlahlo, better known as MK. He's a DJ and a producer who completed and has a diploma in sound engineering. He has been in love with music from almost 14 years now and was introduced to the house music by DJ Anza at the age of 11 years and has been at it since, and has released his vocation project 1 and 2 in 2022 and is now planning on releasing his first single in 2023 featuring Z2 titled Ngilinde, which will be released in 17 March. I'm good, and you?
I'm pretty well, thank you.
Thank you for joining me, man. I really appreciate this one. This is a Podcast Lifestyle. We talk everything dance music here.
Appreciate that. That's not that you put me.
Yeah, man. I put DJs, producers that make dance music, you know, so that they can share their story and stuff. So for those, like, I just want to take it back, you know, because I've been listening to some of your music, you know, checked you on the digital platforms. I want to go back, like, where it all started, like, where you started, you know, you felt like, you know, now I want to do music. This is one. I want to DJ and I want to produce music. Let's take it back there.
Love it. What we knew at the age of, like, 11, I think that was about 2007 or so.
Okay.
When at the age of, because in grade seven, eight, so that's when I started making music, and never stopped ever since. So I started making music, I fell in love with deep house, and then went to Afro House, and then from Afro House, piano,
okay,
and then from 2010 or so.
All right, that's amazing, man. And then, like, I've seen that, and that, I mean, when you buy, like, on Spotify, I've seen that DJ Anza also had some part they introduced you to house music. So, like, what made, like, I was listening to your EP, like, I wanted to know, like, what's, like, are you, since when you're a versatile producer, what was the transition there? Because you were doing deep house and afro house, now you're onto amapiano.
Well, what made me transit from Afro House to amapiano was the fact that at the time there was a lot of vocalists that athletes to step in through amapiano because at the time there was a wave, right?
Okay.
So me going into amapiano wasn't my choice. So there was a friend of mine with the V, and that they really loved the amapiano. So we just he was the gospel singer thing.
Okay.
So I told him that, no, don't just stick into gospel. Let's try house. And then he jumped into house from one of my beats and then loved it. And then so when he was introduced to amapiano, he told me like, well, since you took me from gospel to house, but how about you change your sound on the piano so that you can jump on one of your feet?
Okay.
So that's how I ended up going to my piano. So I think it was around about 2020 or so, that's when I made our first song of my piano. That was in Toledo or something.
Okay, so like when you were doing deep house, like how would you say, like, I want to understand something, because a deep house is another genre and amapiano is also another genre, and a lot of people, like, they always say that they're doing the amapiano because they feel like on this side of the deep house, like, okay, before I say this, like, I know someone who did deep house, then now doing our piano, then doing right. So when I, like, I want to understand, like, what was the, because, you know, there's music politics, you know, stuff like that, like, what was your view on that?
Well, to me, music is music. I'm not just an Afro House DJ or a Afro House producer. I'm just a producer.
Okay.
So to me, ever since I produced piano, ever since I started producing piano, the numbers started growing. More than the time I was in Grip House and then Thingy and the Afro House. So after that song, I saw the numbers growing, and then I said, why not try to do more piano event? So it became a follow-up thing rather than making it for the love. I've been making it for the longest time, and there was no transition or changes or anything. So, but the moment I jumped into my piano, I guess it was the perfect time for me to change.
Because when I was on, actually I saw you on Twitter, and after seeing you on Twitter, I went to digital platforms. It was like, I know what, I must invite you. And I saw the numbers. I was like, yeah, the numbers are there on Spotify. So I understand what you're saying, you must try all things, like see what works for you and stuff. So what are we like? I've seen that you're also in the sound engineering stuff like that. And before you talk about that, are you signed to any record label or maybe a licensing and publishing or a industry deal, or you're independent?
Well, I'm an independent artist, but there's this one guy from Austria, his name is David. Usually take my Afro House stuff, and then he publishes it abroad. So he's the one who does the publishing for Afro House now, so that I release my piano stuff here in my region. So he does it in his region, and then I'm not sure about his numbers, but he's going very well through the time.
Okay.
But I do most of my stuff alone. I'm independent.
So right now, what's your view in terms of getting a 360 deal as a DJ and a producer, whatever, as a musician, like 360 deal or a licensing deal? Which one do you prefer? Because a lot of people that are always crying, or complaining about the deal they sign on social media. We know them. So what's your view? Like, which one do you prefer?
My prefer would be, you just have to do your research. Because ever since I started releasing, I was releasing with Nemo, because this distribution company level music. So they take my music that I submit, and then they distribute, and then they send me my royalties, 100% royalties. And then when it comes to registering your music, you do it yourself, you do everything by yourself.
Okay.
So that when the numbers come, you understand how much you push and how much what gives you. But I suggest that if anyone has money to find a publisher, then that's the perfect way. The publisher always does things.
Okay, that's good. Because a lot of people get fucked up in terms of contract and stuff. So I just wish you get the good one, the one that is not gonna hold you back. You just have to release more music, give people music, and
that's the key. Always releasing. So the more you release, and then that's more, because there's no income on the royalty or on the thingy, on the platform. There's income on the royalty. So if you take charge of your royalty, get it right.
Because I've had some people that they're always talking about, when they said a licensing deal or something like that, they get an advance, especially I'm seeing that deep house DJs, like they release to under different record labels. So some they say they get an advance, you know, so would you take all your money, like all your project to your label so that they can give you advance? And then what if the song does well in future, and then they have already given you advance? Like what's gonna work, like what's gonna happen there, since they gave you advance and the song does well later, and then when it's time to collect the royalties and stuff, is there any percentage that you're gonna get there?
Okay, let me put it like this. And advance is the money that you are bound to pay, like a loan.
Okay.
So it's just a huge amount of money that they put to you for your potential, basically. So they saw the song be gonna make with the right publishing and the admin. So they give you money so that you feel comfortable that you work, and then after the project makes a lot of money. If you get a thing 100,000 views on a video on YouTube or something, we get maybe at least R1,000 every week or so.
Oh, this is great then.
So, and if the imagine though, you are a superstar and you're getting 1 million stream on Spotify, YouTube, and iTunes. So they're getting paid each and every month.
Okay, all right, I understand that, yeah.
So that's how they recoup your thing. But that's how they get their money. So the advance is just them telling you that, okay, this is what you're worth. In fact, they come at the right time, because at the moment, you're an artist that's happening, that wants money, that wants the recognition, and then they take advantage of that. And then move it and then make money out of it. Basically, it's just business. You know how business works.
Yes.
So I wouldn't advise anyone to take it as that by any chance.
All right, yeah, I understand one, yeah. So in terms of since you made a transition to amapiano, so what's like in terms of gigs and stuff, how are you doing? Like would you say you still have to put more work so that the promoters need to recognize you and stuff, like, or do you have a management that does the work, and also the PR that put your work out there?
Well, at the moment, I think everything by myself, my dad.
Okay.
At least by myself. So I don't have. I used to have a manager. My manager. We tried working with. We tried booking. We tried distributing music together, and then he somehow failed, and then she decided that she can't do that. So. So that's when I decided that no, work with me, and no one else.
I understand that the part that she like it's failed, because I've also tried to work with few artists, you know, an artist that I bump to, the first thing that they need is like, yo guy, are you going to get me gigs? You know, and you know that thing is not simple when you have to push an artist and stuff, like, so that they, you know, get a good song there, release more music. If you have to release mixtapes and stuff, like, you know, it's not easy. I understand that one. So now let's talk about your EP. I've seen that five tracks EP.
Oh yeah, so the last two EPs I released two nuts.
Yeah, I've seen that you've also worked on track number one on Vacation. I've seen that you've worked with Prince Bulu, and Andy. So I was listening to this song, maybe you can share something. How is working with someone like Prince Bulu and stuff, because I've seen that he produced for a lot of guys in the industry.
Well, I was thinking of Prince Bulu for me as a blessing, because the guy, instead of working with you, he always advised me what to do up next. He tells you the next step. He tells you how to treat the viewers that he listens. He tells you how to manage yourself. He teaches you how to put your song out there. But we also following that, I've tried different methods, and then I'm still trying to learn more from him. Because after that location, I think it was our second song together. We were just either with Arch, that song in 2021.
Okay, hey, then you've been doing that, eh?
Yeah, there was a song called Back in 10. We thought Apple House it did. All right, then Apple House.
Okay.
2021, and then in 2022, when I was saying, okay, you know what? Since the numbers are growing, my following is growing with the sound, yeah, my PI.
Mm-hmm.
So he then decided that no, let's do another song. Let's try to do another song. Let's do a piano this side. Let's see how it
goes. Okay, what happened? Like, was it something that were you in studio with him, or is it something that happened? Like, you know, send the files. I've did this. You see what you can do. You know, just add what you think is gonna be best for the song. Or something that happens like you were in studio and stuff.
Yes, let me take you through the process of that song. In my lead. The song, we were in studio. I was with Andy Swabity, the studio. We were recording another song. Well, the Afro House song that we were recording. So, after we're done with the session, Pink Ulo comes, and then he's like, okay, now that you're done with your session, let's do the session now. We were recording three songs. I think it was an Afro House song, and then another song on vacation that goes in on vacation. Because after doing Wufid, the Lamb song, Prince Bulo came in. And then he was like, okay, since you're done with your session, how about we do the skating here? And then I was like, what's on your mind? But no, let's do a mapiano. Since I see this translation into a mapiano, let's do a mapiano. Started the pen from scratch.
Okay, oh, that's great, man.
And then started a beat from scratch, and then afterwards we will be told Andy how to listen to the song. She wrote the song, and then we told her how to, and then we taught her how to add the melody, and then that's just how it came.
Okay.
The story behind that song is very, because Andy said at the time she had depression, and she recently lost her mother and father.
Okay.
Of them died. So that's when that song came.
All right. Hey, she's an amazing vocalist. You know, you need to keep working with her. Yeah. So like, what are you working on right now? Like, any project for 2023? Or are we going to get any Deep House Fair project? Maybe, I don't know, 2025, 2026. What are you working on right now? Or are you focusing on my piano and stuff?
No, at the moment, I'm not focusing on anything. I'm just, the last project that I did was the Etude. So, oops, the Etude was, well, I saw her on an event. She was the Ego on the Shige. So, I told the theater, you know what, I'd love to work with her. But she told me that, no. And theater told me that, no, no problem, we can take your number, and then start working with her. And then that probably we were supposed to meet, not the issue. And then I sent her the song, because the beat was still what was on my phone already. So I just mailed it to her, and then she told me that, no, she would check it out. And then that's how we ended up working on the single that's upcoming for it. Other projects that are coming at the moment now, I wasn't planning on releasing anything, but up until I made that song that I made in, I think 2 days back, I wasn't planning on releasing it, because I think I released like 10 songs, not yet, 10 songs, but...
Okay, so
this time around I wasn't planning on releasing anything.
All right. So before I say something, like, are you, so I mean, when you're done like working on a song, like any program that you use, like you do, like you mix and master your own projects. No one does touch them. No.
I do everything. Like I completely take them over. I mix and master. I take you. Sometimes sing, sometimes blight. I do everything.
Okay, like how was like studying the sound engineering? Because I think that's the important part. Like in terms of in the production when it's coming to music, like I felt in love with I love the part of that's like mixing the music and actually the sound engineering. Like how was the process, like that.
While I was done,
yes.
Met a great guy. There was this guy called I'm not sure if you know the name or no, but his name was Mr. Henan, and he was a great pianist. And he used to, since he was to be a lecturer or thing at KZN.
Okay,
and then my father, you know, the teacher was. The guy who could for DJ Bones back in the days. Remember the days of Sobius Bonat?
Yeah.
DJ Bones.
Yeah, I remember him, man.
Yeah. So it's that guy was my father in the teachers. So I've had a great mentors, man. I had a great platform. I enjoyed studying with them. It was more of an experience rather than studying. Even though I can't, but for me, Roger and being the lovely one, that they taught me how to. I deal with bound and even see with mastering identity. I deal with that a lot. So they taught me some of the things that I own.
Okay, new single dropping soon. Tell us about it then, so that you know, everyone can know that I know there's something coming, you know, from you. And when is it dropping and stuff?
Well, this time it's dropping on Friday, the coming Friday, the 3rd of March. The song that I've worked with Mr. Lee Solo and it's pretty good. So after this, that Streets of Saga, and then I made that song. And then there's another one coming on the 17th of March, that's for the Friday, I think that's the next Friday after this one.
Okay.
So the three projects starting to end, and I'm ready for the people.
Okay, man. People need to go and check out your music. I did, and shout out to the guy on Twitter, like 2022 Africa, you know, like for retweeting. Like after seeing like the tweet, I was like, you know, let me check the guy. I listen to music, you know, I love giving people like a people platform and stuff. Look. Shout out to him for that, and thanks to like, you know, so also thank you for joining me on my podcast. I really appreciate that. Next time you need to come back and talk more music again.
Thanks also for the opportunity, man. I really appreciate it.
I really wish you all the best, you know, so that you can make it, you know, you will make it, you know, just things happen in their own way. Thank you for joining me, man. I really appreciate it.
I really appreciate it, man. Thank you for your time.
Thank you
for taking your time, and thank you for allowing me to be part of your podcast. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Sure. Have a great day.
Guys, that was MK Music. All the way from KZN, and go check out his project. The project that I was listening to is Vocation. You know, is an EP with 5 tracks. Go check out my favorite song from that EP is Umalusi featuring Andisa and Prince Bulu. Go check out the project on the digital platforms. His name's MK. Go check him out on Spotify, and so that you know, he's a podcast lifestyle with Eddie Masehla, aka Eddie Parcel. Name of the show is Essay Dance Music. We talk everything dance music here on this show, guys. go on Spotify or Apple podcast, go check out podcast lifestyle, check out the other episodes, check out the episode with B-Buys out, other episode that I'm talking about, like recommending you guys about music, go check it out guys. I'm out. My name is Eddie Masel, I repeat, aka Eddie Parcel. I'm out.